I want to sing it the way we used to sing it in my former church. Woda suye, woda me, woda sara, woda su, woda me, woda. Raise your hands. Would you and then it da 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 something is about you. Oh, would you lift up your hands? I can't get before your best reward. Raise it so high, raise it. And stand on your part. There, yeah.
One I would need, one. Lift up your voice and pray somebody, lift up your voice, bless the name of the Lord, for he is good, his mercies endureth forever. Oh, he is good, oh, he is good, oh, he is good, oh, he is good. Come on somebody, yadada 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 le paragada e palabrata. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Where would we be? Oh, what a God, oh, what a God, oh, what a God, oh, what a God. Somebody plead for the mercies of 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 God. Oh God, your mercy. Oh God, your mercy. Oh God, your mercy. Oh God, your mercy. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Lele, 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 lele. Rakadosh, li paragada, le parada, le parada, le parada. Come on now. Come on now. Yaya, 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 yaya. Le paraga, le paramosh, li padiga. Rebede, bede, 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 leparada, 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 rapadu makada bada mushka da bada mushka da bada bada, ratata, 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 ratata. Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. Ya parabraka, the heavens are opening up, the heavens are opening up, the heavens are opening up, the heavens are opening up right now, right now. Ya ya ya, ya ya ya, ya ya ya, ya ya ya, ya ya ya. Le paraba, le paragada, le parabushe, mi dabuba, rapaduba, le paragada bushe na dabagada brande gede de bushe na dabraka. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Mata da da ba da ba da 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 ba da ba da ba. Ha do 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 bosha da da da. I see that as we are praying, as we are praying, I see the heavens opening. I see the heavens opening. I see the heavens opening, and I see a release. I see a release. I see a release. Falling on people, falling on people, falling on people, falling on people right now. Ayaya, le parabraka. If only you believe. If only you have faith. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. I see a release of business opportunities. I see a release of opportunities. I see a release of marriage doors. I see a release of great breakthroughs. I see a release of massive doors. I see a release of health. I see a release of blessings. I see a release of blessings. I see a release of health. I see a release of health in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will not die. Your mother will not die. Your father will not die. They will not die. They will not die. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. As the year is running to the end, you will not die. You shall not die. I do not permit you to die. I do not permit you to die. I will not allow it. I will not allow it. Your mother cannot die. Your father cannot die. Your siblings cannot die. Oh, shout yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Madoro dobo dobo sha. Bukadi vada brada da dobo shere braka. Father Lord, we have come before you one more time. Lord, speak to the hearts of your people. Speak to the minds of your people. Cause your people to follow your word. Open the doors of their hearts. Open the gates of their hearts. Father, let your spirit flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout yes. Shout yes. Shout yes. Shout yes. By the reason of your shout, 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 you shall advance to your next stage where they are telling you you need money, you need protocol, grace will speak. Where they are telling you you need connections, grace will speak, not for any reason, but by the reason of your shout, of your shout. Out. Those of you planning to marry next year, I command the heavens to respond to your cry. I command the heavens to respond to your cry. Those of you who want to marry next year, the doors are open. The doors are open. The doors are open. The doors are open right now. Ya 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 ya. La paruba kata le toto shani baragada da bah bahlo brata tala brakata sh. Yes Lord. Mati kada bada bah. Some of you, you haven't seen the mighty hand of God before. You have no idea when we say grace. Ah, By the grace of God, we have encountered grace. By the reason of grace, we have encountered grace. By the reason of mercy, we have encountered mercy. We have become living sacrifices. We have become living testimonies of the word, the element, the person of grace. I speak over your life. If you have never encountered this man by name, Grace, from tonight, may you encounter him. May you encounter him. May you encounter him in the name of Jesus. I wish I was speaking to somebody. May you encounter this grace. May you encounter this grace. Those of you who have flaws, those of you who have pitfalls, those of you who have downsides, by the reason of this grace, it will be covered. Your flaws will be covered. Your weaknesses will be covered. Your ugliness will be covered. Right now, I pronounce over your life. I pronounce over your life. Wherever your father couldn't go, whatever your father couldn't do, whatever your mother couldn't do, I pronounce over your life. You shall go beyond. You shall cross that line. Break out of the box. 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 In the name of Jesus, you are no more cornered. You are no more squared. You are no longer locked up. In the name of Jesus, you are free. You are free. Your soul has escaped like a bird. Your soul has escaped like a bird. Your soul has escaped like a bird. I speak as the prophet of God. I speak as an oracle of God. The Bible said, if there not a prophet among you, let him speak. If a man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. If a man speak, let him speak as an oracle. And all of a sudden, I sense a shaking. I sense a shaking right now. Right now, any pillars that are keeping you from advancing in life, any pillars, any walls that are keeping you from advancing in life, I break it out. I break it out. I break it down. I break it down in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let nobody back. Let Parubata. Let Parubrakata. Yedevedeve. Rapalabraskete. Ni Parabrakata. Ni Parabrakata. Who told you you do not qualify? Who told you you are not qualified? Who told you you are not up for the task? I pronounce over your life. May you advance. May you advance. May you advance in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are afraid that you might not be able to give birth, I pronounce over your life, even if you do not have a womb, I am speaking to the woman, even if you do not have a womb, I command the angels of God to put the wombs there, to fix the wombs, to replace the wombs, in the name of Jesus. Listen, last week I was speaking on something entitled Why You Do Not Receive. Why You Do Not Receive. Why You Do Not Receive. Shut up.
Can you hear me clearly? Quickly, turn your Bibles with me to James chapter 4, verse 3. When you ask, you do not receive. When you pray, you do not receive answers. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives. You ask with wrong motives. And when the Bible says wrong motives, what the Bible means is that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures. Since this is part two, let me do previously on why you do not receive. Most of you can pray for hours. You are in prayer for days. You are in prayer for hours. You are in prayer for a long time. You are in prayer, and yet after all is said and done, you still do not receive. And James is saying the reason you do not receive is because you pray with the wrong motives, you ask with the wrong motives, and when you ask that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures. Ask. Why is it that when you are sick and you ask for healing, you are not healed? You are still sick. But you call the prophet of God and he prays for you, and instantly you are healed. Why do you think it happens? Why is it that you go through a lot and the situation is not changing around? It's not changing, it's not turning around, and a man of God prays for you and instantly it changes? Why do you think it's so? You pray with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. This is why you do not receive. Let me take you to Ezekiel chapter 33. Therefore say to them, the Lord is speaking to the prophet. The Lord is speaking to the prophet. Speak to them. Thus saith the Lord God. You eat meat with blood. I'm still doing previously on why you do not receive. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 25 to 27. Listen. You eat meat with blood. The Lord has commanded you not to do these things, and yet you choose to eat meat with blood. You choose to do the very things he has commanded you not to do. You do the things he has instructed you not to be involved in. These abominations, these things you do, these things you do, the things he's always complaining about, that is what you do continually. The Lord is saying you eat meat with blood. You lift up your eyes towards your idols. And you know, the Bible did not say you lift up your eyes to the idols, but he said you lift up your eyes to your idols. It means that you have an idol. You have an idol. I have an idol. We all have idols. And your idol could be your phone. Your idol could be your WhatsApp. Your idol can be your Facebook. Your idol could be the thing you love so much. It could be your movies. It could be your series. It could be your relationship. The Lord is saying, you lift up your eyes toward your idols. That is to say, your focus is on your idols. Your focus is on the things you love. Your focus is on the things you care about. But you do not focus on the things of God, on the things pertaining to the kingdom. And he is saying, you lift up your eyes toward your idols. Most of you, you are not so much concerned about the things of God. Your only focus, it's on your relationship, it's on your job, it's on your talents, it's on your smartphones. The Lord is saying, your focus is on your idols. These things have become your idols. These things, your Facebook, your Instagram, your WhatsApp, your social media, your Snapchat, your smartphone, your bed, your mattress, your makeup, your beauty, the things you love, your hair, your haircut, your beauty, your attire, your sneakers, your boots, these things have become your idols and your focus is more on them. You shed blood. You shed blood. But you see, when you shed blood, you are putting an end to a life. This means when somebody has a vision to do something and you are the reason that vision is cut short, you are shedding blood. When someone has a dream to do something and you do something to break that dream, you are shedding blood. When someone has the energy to be involved in the things of God and by the reason of your advice and counsel they step away from the things pertaining to the kingdom, you are shedding blood. You are putting an end to the life. And the Lord is asking, should you still possess the land? Should you still receive the blessings? Should you still be partakers of the testimonies? He's asking. He's asking. Should you still possess the land? Should you still possess the land? This is why you do not receive. You eat meat with blood. Your focus is on your idols and you shed blood. Verse 27 of Ezekiel chapter 33, the Bible said, "Thus saith the Lord God, as I live, surely those who are in the ruins shall fall by the sword, and the one who is in the open field I will give to the beast to be devoured." Oh.
There is none like you. Surely there is none like you.
As I live, surely those who are in the ruins shall fall by the sword. I will see to it that they fall by the sword. And those who are in the open field, I will give to the beast to be devoured. Oh, you see, when I read these things, I feel sad because these things are not caused by the devil but by God himself. He's saying, as long as I live, I will see to it that the people fall by the sword. That is why coronavirus is killing people, and then they are saying the prophets are praying, the men of God are praying, and yet they are not receiving any healings. The reason is so is because the Lord himself is seeing to it that the people fall by the sword. And those in the open field, I will give to the beast to be devoured. And those who are in the strongholds and the caves, they shall die of the pestilence. You see, when I begin to read these things, I begin to think about the mercy of God, and I begin to run to the mercy seat of God, and I begin to pray, and I say, oh God, have mercy on me. You see, most of you think I am preaching to you, but I am preaching to myself. I did not come to warn you, I came to warn myself. I came to lie before the mercy seat of God to say, oh God, I am just a man. I'm a mortal man. Have mercy on my soul. You cannot leave me. You cannot leave me. You cannot cause me to fall by the sword. You cannot leave me in the open field. You cannot leave me to the beast to be devoured. I lie before the mercy seat. I lie before the mercy seat. Oh God, my God, have mercy
on my soul. Oh God, my God. The mercy seat. When I read these things, I feel so down, and I'm like, God, have mercy. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 1 to 9. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, cause prayer life to know about her abominations, cause the leaders to know about the abominations, cause the prophets to know about the abominations, cause the apostles to know about the abominations, cause the singers to know about the abominations, cause them. I have a mandate to cause Israel to know about her abomination. Listen, when I talk about these things, it is not because I feel like doing it. I have a mandate. I have been blessed with a mandate to cause the people to know about the abominations. They themselves, they do not know that they have an abomination. They themselves, they do not know that what they are doing is an abomination. But the Lord said, Son of man, the Lord said, my son, cause my people to know about their abominations. And say, thus saith the Lord God, your birth, your nativity are from the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite and your mother was a Hittite. The Lord is saying, your mother was not exempted from these abominations, neither was your father. He was not exempted from these abominations. They were all partakers of these sinful lands. And the Lord is saying, your birth and your nativity is from that root. Even if you do not find yourself doing these things, he is saying, by the reason of your birth, you are still connected to it. When you read Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 4, the Bible said, as for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut. You see, your navel is a sign of your root. Your navel is a sign of where you are coming from. Your navel is a sign of where you were created from. And so the Bible is saying, right from your root, you were sinful. Right from your root, you were not exempted from these abominations. Son of man, cause my people to know their abominations. No, I pitied you. Verse 5. To do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you, but you were thrown out into the open field. By the reason of your own sins, the Lord is saying, you were thrown out, you were casted out, you were thrown out, you were casted out. By the reason of your own sins and iniquities, you have been thrown out into the open field where you are vulnerable for the devil's use. You are vulnerable as prey to the devil. By the reason of your own sins, you have been casted out into the open field. But I came as a prophet of God to bring you back, as I have a mandate to cause the people of God to return to the place of grace, to the place of mercy, to the place of love, to the place of joy. I don't know if I'm speaking to somebody. Those of you who have been thrown into the open field because of your own sins, they are telling you, because of your own rebellion, they are telling you, because of something you did, because of something you stole, that is why you are suffering. I came to speak to you, come back now, come back now to the place of mercy, come back now to the place of love, come back now to the place of joy. Somebody shout yes.
Glorious King, your handiwork
Verse 6. And when I passed by you and saw you struggling in your own blood, oh my God. The Lord said he saw you struggling in your own blood. He saw you struggling in your own blood. My God. There are so many people struggling. There are so many people struggling in their own blood, sir. They turn to the left, they see no help. They turn to the right, they see no help. They turn to the left. There is nobody to redeem them. There is nobody to help them. There is nobody to support them. There is no money to foot their bills. They are struggling, and the Lord is saying, I saw you struggling in your own blood. I saw you struggling in your own blood. Sometimes when I think about the sufferings of the people of God and the things they have to deal with, the struggles they have to go through, my God, I feel a burden on my heart that, oh God, make a way for me so that I can help your people, Lord. I can help your people. He said, no, I pitied you. The people who are capable of supporting you, they look down on you, they speak to you anyhow, they insult you, they take you for granted, my God. And the Lord is saying, I saw you, I, the Lord, I saw you struggling in your own blood, and I said to you whilst you were still lying in your blood, I said, live now, my son. Live now, my daughter. Even though nobody had mercy on you, I have come. I have come. I have come. Verse 7. I made you thrive like a plant in a field, and you grew. You grew, you grew. I made you thrive like a plant in the field. You, when you begin to imagine where the Lord picked you from, and you are like, oh God. And he said, I watched you grow. I watched you mature, and you became very beautiful. Today, people see you on the street, they tell you you are a fine boy. Today, people see you on the street, they tell you you are a fine girl. Today, people see you on the streets, they are telling you they want to marry you. The Lord is saying, I planted you in the field, and I watched you grow, I watched you mature, and you have become very beautiful. I don't know what voice you are listening to, but anybody who is telling you you are not beautiful, I came as a prophet to re-echo what the Lord has said. He said, you have become beautiful, you have become beautiful, you have become beautiful, you have become beautiful, you have become beautiful. When I passed by you again, verse 8, and looked upon you, indeed your time was the time of love. Those of you who do not have love in your lives, the Lord said, this time is your time of love. This time is your time of love. This time is your time of love. And I washed you in water. Verse 9. Yes, I thoroughly washed off your blood, and I anointed you with oil. My God, I washed you in water, and I thoroughly washed off your blood. That is to say, I washed off your sins. I washed off your iniquities. The Lord is washing it off. The Lord is washing it off. The Lord is washing it off. Anybody who is drowning in guilt, anybody who is drowning in guilt, who is drowning in guilt, the Lord said, I am washing you in water, and I am washing off your guilt. I am anointing you with oil. Ezekiel chapter 37. And all of a sudden, Ezekiel chapter 37, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Now let me break it down for you. Listen, he said, the Lord set me down spiritually in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Now the question is, why are there bones in the valley? Quickly, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 33. The Lord said, verse 27, the Lord said, those of you who are in the open field, I will give you to the beasts to be devoured. Now, when you go back to Ezekiel chapter 37, the Bible said the prophet came and he saw the valley that was full of bones. Ah, is somebody understanding? Is somebody understanding? The people who sinned in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 27, the Bible said the Lord left them in the open field, in other words, in the open valley, for them to be devoured by the beast. And in Ezekiel chapter 37, that was the fulfillment of the prophecy. And the Bible said the prophet came and he saw that the valley was full of bones. You see, these are not the bones of animals. These are the bones of the people that sinned. These are the bones of the people that the Lord left abandoned in the valley for them to die. But many years later, the Bible said the Lord came back and took the prophet back in the spirit, and he set him in the midst of the valley, and he saw that the valley was full of bones. Verse 2, then he caused me to pass by them all around. I don't know how long it took him to go around the entire valley. Some of you, you are still struggling. It seems like you are going around in circles, but I came to tell you, you are only walking around by a spiritual direction. Let them insult you, let them talk to you anyhow, but you keep on moving. You keep on moving. You keep on moving. The Bible said the Lord caused me to pass by them all around. I see people in the house moving around, and people are saying, you are not serious, you have no future, you amount to nothing. But I came to tell you, the Lord is causing you to do that. The Lord is causing you to walk around. The Lord is causing you to touch every business. The Lord is causing you to be involved in everything. You will try and you will fail. You will try to fail. You will try to fail. But do not give up. You keep on moving around. Keep on moving around. There is a God who is watching. The Bible said, behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. I can sense dryness in your lives. I can sense dryness in your ministries. I can sense dryness all around you. I can sense dryness in your homes. I can sense dryness in your lifestyle. Dryness in your pockets, dryness in your salaries, but do not be worried. Do not be worried. The Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 3, and he said, son of man, can these bones live? Son of man, can these things rise? Son of man, can it come back to life? So I answered, oh Lord God, you know. When they ask you, will you really make it in life? What is your answer? Only God knows. When they ask you, will you have an international ministry? You will answer them. Only God knows. When they ask you, are you capable of marrying next year? You will answer, only God knows. When they ask you, are you ready to move into your next dimension? Your answer is only God knows. And so the Bible said, the Lord asked the prophet, can these bones live? And he answered, oh God, only you know. Listen, some of you are still not getting me. Do you know why the prophet didn't answer by faith? Some of you, sometimes your faith is what is worrying you. You think everything is faith. Some things are not faith though. Some things are God. When you do not have enough faith, run back to God. When your faith is wavering, run back to God. The prophet had faith, but he said, oh God, only you know. You know, because God was the reason that the people were devoured. The Bible said, the Lord said, I will curse you and I will leave you to be devoured by the beast. So the reason there are bones in the valleys is because God himself caused them to be killed. And so now God is asking, can these bones live? He said, God, you know, I'm not the reason these bones are here. God, you are the reason. I'm not the reason I cannot pay my tithe. God, you are the reason, because you have not made any way. I am not the reason I have not married yet. You are, because I have. You have not made a way yet. I am not the reason my ministry is not moving. God, you are, because you have not made provision. And so the prophet said, God, I do not know, but you know, because you are the reason the dry bones are here. You are the reason. Stop blaming the devil for what you are going through. Stop saying, God, it's you. Lord, I studied for the exam and yet I failed. I know I did my part. So Lord, it's you. I know I have a great CV, but I don't have any good job. Lord, you have not made the way. So it's you. Stop saying devil. Stop saying Satan. Stop saying demons. It is God. He said, son of man, can these bones live? He said, Lord, you know. You are the reason the bones are dry. You are the reason the people were devoured. And so please, only you know. Why do I not have a child yet? God, you know. My dear brother. Why have I not left the country yet? Lord, you know. Why do I not have any better opportunity yet? Lord, you know. 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 Matali makashata da bara bakala da ba. I para bara bushada kara. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Prophesy to these bones, because I caused them to become dry. I left them to be devoured by the beasts of the field. And so the Bible said, prophesy to these bones and tell them, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter not into them but into you. The Bible did not say I will cause breath to enter into them, but rather he said into you. Am I speaking to somebody? I'm not speaking to them, but I am speaking to you. I am telling you why you do not receive. The Lord is saying, even though you have not received, I the Lord, I will cause breath to enter into you. And you shall live, you shall live, you shall live, you shall live, you shall live. Your mother will live, your father will live, your spouse will live, your people will live, your loved ones will live, your business will live. Ayatalimataha, do not give up. You shall live, even though the Lord has caused you to become dry. You shall live, even though the Lord has caused you to become dry. You shall live. You shall live. He said, I will cause breath to enter into you. The Bible said in the book of Genesis that the Lord formed the man from the ground. And the Bible said He breathed into the nostrils of the man, and the man became a living soul by the reason of the breath of the Lord. Man became living. Something that was clay by the reason of the breath came into life. I pray for you that the breath of the Lord might enter into you. Somebody shout yes. When we get to this phase of the ministration, do not be silent. Do not be quiet. The Lord is moving. The Lord is shifting. His angels are at work. If only you can respond. If only you can connect. If only you can partake. Then you shall receive this breath that contains life. This breath that holds life. And the Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 6. The Bible said, I will put sinews on you. I will bring flesh upon you. They are calling you skinny. They are calling you poor. They are calling you broke. The Lord is saying, I will bring flesh. I will bring flesh. I will bring flesh. It is coming. I see flesh in your pocket. I see flesh in your pocket. I see flesh in your relationship. I see flesh in your ministry. I see flesh. I see flesh. I see flesh. Yes, Lord. It is coming. There are sinews. There are sinews that are coming. The Lord said, I will cover you with skin. They are laughing at you, at your nakedness. They are laughing at your nakedness. But the Lord said, I will cover you with skin. With skin. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. Ragada. Letoromakata. Liparaplatada. You shall know I am God. You shall know I am God. You shall know I am God. So I prophesied as I am prophesying, and I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, there was a sudden rattling. I can hear a noise. 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 I hear the rattlings of a snake. I can hear the rattlings of a snake. But I crushed the head. I crushed the head. This rattling is not that of the devil. This rattling is not that of dryness. There is an awakening. There is an awakening. Anything that is dead in you is coming back to life. Ayatata. Why you do not receive? This is Patu. And I came to pronounce over you. Tonight marks the end of you not receiving. From right now, you shall begin to receive. To receive. To receive. Do not wait for me to tell you to pray. Do not wait for me to tell you to pray. Do not wait for me to tell you to pray. It is the moment of truth. From the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and only the violent can take it by force. Do not wait for me to tell you to pray. Do not wait to tell me to for me to tell you to lift up your voice. There is a filling up. There is a filling up. There is a filling up. I sense it. I sense it. I hear a noise. I hear a noise. Somebody shout noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. I hear a noise in the name of Jesus. By the reason of your noise, there is a filling up. There is a filling up. There is life. There is a covering up. There is new flesh. Yadada, yadada. Let parabaka toluba talabrash kin di balabrakata. Let the balaba rakato breshkata. Let the belebrota ikata talabata. Telekata,
le pele brata ta li kashe de ba le pala brata li kodo bodo bo rabada bodo ba ripada la praski diva li pala brata ta. Somebody pray, somebody pray, somebody pray, somebody pray, somebody pray. By the reason of your noise in prayer, it shall come. By the reason of your rattling in prayer, it shall come. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Madam Aluha, I sense anybody who is sick in the house, I see a breath coming out. I see it coming up. I see it coming up. Let the belebrata, li palabrata, I palabrata, leporo, 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 lepara, li palabrata. I see the sickness leaving you. I see the sickness leaving you. I see the sickness leaving you right now. Le katatada, I palabrata, I calabra, beleba, belebra, palabra, buba de moshke, le palabrata, mi palaba, rekadoske, le tapalata, li koroba, reka de brande, le palabra. Indeed, I looked and I saw the sinews and I saw the flesh coming upon the people of prayer life. I see the skin covering up the people of prayer life, and I see there is breath coming back into the people, into the nostrils of the people, into the lungs of the people, into the lungs of the people. I see blood flowing in their brains. I see blood flowing in their veins. I see new cells. I see new tissues. I see new organs. I see new systems. I see a replacement. I see. Matabala bala moske de lebe. Lekatata. Lekatata. Menebratu lebaka. Redede. Redede. Lepaluba. 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 Rekatopa. Shini brakata. Lekatototoko. Dependente. 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 Ipata. 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 Le parabaka no bodo boske de bodo 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 le katabata le tata le tata le tata le kadaka na bana boske na bana 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 le pana le pande de le pala prende le kodo do bo rapana le pana le pana le pana rakalash le tata le tata le tata le tata le tata le tata bana 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 boske na bana 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 Rakadoskanaba, Ependebrendaba, Rakadoskanaba, Epetelebra Kataraba.
Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
You want to lift your hands with me? Sing the bread of heaven. Come on, everybody sing.
Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
Hallelujah. One more time, one more time.
Somebody worship the Lord. 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 Bada bala boshkara da bada ba. Ni bada bada ba. Ma kato la brash kere da ba. The Lord is here. The Lord is here.
You are here.
The Lord is here. The Lord is in the house. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. I don't know if you can sense him. He is here. I don't know if you can see him. He is here. I don't know if you can hear him. He is here. Oh, the Lord is here. The Lord is here. And when the Lord enters the house, I speak less. When the Lord enters the house, I speak less. When the Lord enters the house, I speak less. That I may decrease for him to increase. Oh, oh. Oh.
Oh,
oh,
we need you, Lord.
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 We need
to Lord,
say you are here.
Oh my God, my God.
I just saw an angel on my right. I just saw an angel here. I just saw an angel.
Oh.
And some of you, I see spirits leaving. Evil spirits leaving. Some of you, I see evil spirits running out of your rooms. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. An angel just came to stand by me. Oh my God. Some of you, you will receive an encounter like never before. Some of you, you receive an encounter like never before. Some of you, you receive an encounter like never before. All you have to do is to open up, open up, open up, open up. The Lord is here. 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 Oh, oh, oh. Oh, worship the Lord, somebody. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, somebody, that I may decrease for you to increase, oh God. Not by mind, do not project my image, Lord. I only stand to amplify your voice into the ears and the hearts of your people. I am just a man. It is not about me. 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 Oh. Lord, reach out into the hearts of your people. Lord, they are ready. Lord, they are ready. In this same atmosphere, Lord. Reach out, Lord. Reach out, Lord. Those under the sound of my voice. Lord, touch them. Lord, touch them. Lord, touch them. I see people. I see people being touched. I see people. I see people. I see people. I see people being touched. I see people being touched. The caroma. Not about me, not about me, it's not about us. Lord, touch your people. We are ready for you. Lord, touch your people. Lord, touch your people. Lord, touch your people. Touch your people. Touch your people. Touch your people. I see millions. I see millions of people. 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 I see we are breaking out of our limitations. I see we are reaching out. We are touching into the continents. We are touching into the worlds. We are reaching out, God. We are moving to the ends of the earth. We are bringing the people to be arrested by the Holy Spirit. We are ready to launch into the deep. Lord, take your people. Lord, take your people. Lord, take your people. Lord, take your people. La kaduba la la boshata ta. Ni kata ta ta la bata. Ra kaduba la la bata. Ni kosha la la makata. Le kala brata ta. I kala neva. Saul was just a man. He became Paul. Saul was just a man. He became Paul. David was just a shepherd. He became a king. I la brata ta. Gideon was just a guy. He became a judge. Ayata ta 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 ta. Samson was just a boy. He became a judge. Oh my God. Use your people. We are just as we are. But use your people. We are ready, oh God. We are ready, oh God. We are ready, oh God. Reach out. We
and launch into the deep. We 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 are a palomata, but do the celebrata, better than the celebrata. Lelo, lelo, la braca do a little. Ayaya, it is working. I see a shift. I see a shift. I see a shift. I see a shift. Malalamata, malalamata, malalamata. It is working. It is working. It is working. Some of you have, you cannot stand on your feet. Some of you have, you cannot stand on your feet. Some of you have, you cannot stand on your feet. You will have to lie down. You will have to lie down. The angels are with you. The angels are with you. People are watching you. They are wondering, what is this girl doing? What is this boy doing? But I see a launch into the deep. 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 I see a launch.
Oh God. Oh God. We do not want foolish pastors. We do not want foolish prophets. We do not want lazy teachers. Lord, we want men who are ready. Lord, we want men who are setting themselves apart. Lord, we want men who will not chase after their benefits. Lord, launch us into the deep. 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 Anybody under the sound of my voice who is ready, may you receive it. May you receive it. Together we can. Together we can. Together we can. I can. I will. I must. I can. I will. I must. Together we can. Together we move. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And all of a sudden there was a shaking, there was a shift, there was a movement, there was a rushing wind that filled the house. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, gave them utterance. And the Bible said, the earth is the Lord's, your fullness the Lord's, your media is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas. I declare over your life, any sea that is ahead of you that you cannot cross, there is a shake. I see the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. May you hover over her. If you contain the Spirit, if you have the Spirit, may you fly over her. May you fly over her. Any waters, any rivers, any seas, right now, right now, it will not be your limitation. I cause it, I cause you to fly over, to fly over, to fly over, in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout over, over.
And you said you'd never leave. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. You are here.
Any pit that has been dug ahead of you,
we need you,
any pit that has been dug ahead of you, may you hover over. I didn't say over, over. I said hover. H-O-V-E-R, over. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. May you hover over. Any limitation, shout hover, over. Any shield, shout hover, over. Any hindrance, shout hover, over. Anything that is keeping you from flying, hover over. Anything that is keeping you from your next level, hover over. Anything that is keeping you from standing out, hover over. Shout hover, over.
You are here.
Those of you who know you need the Lord, if you are like me, because I know I need the Lord every day, I need the Lord every hour. Those of you who know that you need the Lord, your time is now. 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 Malala malaba.
Oh, 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 malala malama.
We trust you, Lord.
Madara daba.
Nikoromo to Shadadeva. Come on, 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 right now, come on, right now, come on, right now, come on, right now, come on. Anything that is holding you back, I break it up, I break it up, shout, I break it up, shout, I break it up, shout, I break it up. Anything that keeps me from receiving, shout, I break it up. Anything that is holding my waist up, that keeps me from moving up, shout, I break it. Come on, right now, come on, right now, come on, let it rise, 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 let it rise. Come on now, 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 come on now. A burning desire, a burning desire, a great burning desire for the love of the Lord. A burning desire, a burning desire, a burning desire, a burning desire. Ay, ay, ay. Stirring up, stirring up, stirring up. Yes, Lord. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
We need
to rise.
We need
to rise.
We need
to rise. Tell the world we are coming. Let them know we are coming. Let them know we are coming. Somebody shout, we are coming. We thank God for Bill Gates. We thank God for Bezos. We thank God for Mark Zuckerberg. But we are coming. We thank God for Donald Trump. We thank God for Barack Obama. But we are coming. We thank God for Archbishop Duncan Williams. But we are coming. We thank God for Apostle Joshua Selman. But we are coming. We thank God for S.K. Frimpong. But we are coming. We thank God for Frank Edwards. But we are coming. We thank God. We thank God for B.B. Frederick. But we are coming. We thank God for the great men. But we are coming. We thank God for Akufo-Addo. But we are coming. We thank God. We thank God. We are coming. We thank God for Prophet Victor Kusibwate. But we are coming. We thank God for Eastwood and Navajo. But we are coming. We thank God for the great apostles. But we are coming. We thank God for Apostle Peter. But we are coming. We thank God for the men that walked on the face of the earth. But we are coming. We thank God for the life of Stephen. We thank God for the life of Philip, who could teleport from a town to a town, from town to town. But we are coming. We thank God for Pastor Benihir. But we are coming. We thank God. We thank God for Pastor Chris. But we are coming. We thank God. We thank God for the great churches. But we are coming. We thank God for the great movers and shakers. But we are coming. We thank God for the great revivalists. But we are coming. We thank God for the great Ayatalabata, Ipalabata, Iparakata, Rakatopa, Lelele, 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 Rakatabata. We thank God for Hubert
angel, but we are coming. We thank God for Prophet Makandiwa, but we are coming. We thank God for the great man, but we are coming. Shout, we are coming. Shout, we are coming. We thank God for the business owners. We thank God for despite. We thank God for Casper, but we are coming. We thank God for A1 bread, but we are coming. We thank God for BB bread, but we are coming. We thank God for the great movers and shakers, but we are coming. We thank God for the governors of the nations, but we are coming. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for Gideon Dansoha, but we are coming. We thank God for Akesi Brimpoha, but we are coming. We thank God for the great men, but we are coming. We thank God for Eastwood Anaba, we are coming. We thank God. Ayaya, 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 ayaya. Le parabana boske ne ne bolo brata ne ne boshe. I parabrata, I palaba. Rekano, rekano. Rabani boske ne ne brata. Shout, we are coming.
I sense a release.
We love you, Lord.
I sense a release.
We
anybody who is led to sow into this atmosphere,
we love you, Lord.
You have the opportunity to do so. Anybody who is led to sow into this atmosphere, you have the opportunity to do so. In the next 4 minutes, I'll be out of here. Anybody who feels led to sow into this atmosphere, you have the permission to do so. In the next 4 minutes, I want to see you. You want to sow into this atmosphere. You are saying, oh God, turn things around for me. Take away the dryness from my life. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I see Rhoda. Anybody who feels led to sow. Safua. Safua, let me tell you something. Safua, let me tell you something. The way God will transform your life. You see, the things you imagine for yourself, the Lord said I should tell you, it's a joke. Where he is going to lift your feet. Listen, you will tell people that you only went to school to this level, but because of your encounter with this man, listen, because of your encounter with this prophet, see where you are now. Safua, you will drive cars. Listen, you will not lean on a man. You will not need a man. You will not need a man to do things for you. You will marry, you will have children, but you will be blessed. I usually do not prophesy on Sundays, but I have to tell you this. God is about to transform you. People will ask, and yet they will not fear women. Sad dying. That is what they will say. And yet, sad girl will not fear women. And I know one. People will say, and yes, sad girl. People will say, and yes, sad girl. Ah. Listen, I have a mandate to ensure that you make it in this life. Listen, I take it upon myself. The Bible said, the government will be upon the shoulders of Jesus. I tell you, I carry this mandate on my shoulders, and I see to it that you make it big time in this life. You have done something. It has moved God massively. You have done something, Safua. It has moved God massively. You have no idea. And I won't tell you. But you have done something. It has moved God. God said, it has moved me. He said, if I do not bless her as long as I live, I will see to it that she is blessed. And
Daraba.
And your promises remain. We trust your love.
If you are sowing, say I am sowing, or say I pledge for me to see it. You want to take notice of everyone who is pledging. Please. Ima. I don't usually prophesy on Sundays, but I don't know. Ima. God will bless you.
Oh my God.
All your documents have come. I know. I know, because I called Rose, I think on, I think you joined our service, one of the services, and you said you didn't have your papers in UK yet. I told you that you get all your papers without struggle. It has come to pass, right? It has come to pass. Oh, so it has come to pass. Somebody say, oh, so it has come to pass. Listen, I serve a God of evidence. I serve a God of evidence. I told him right here on this platform that all his papers will come. He'll receive every single one without struggle. I told him. Please. Are we taking notes of those who are pledging? If you are pledging, say I pledge, so that we can differentiate it from the other comments. Ima, don't worry. God is about to shock you massively. God is about to shock you massively. Massively. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. This is our Sunday Impact Service, and I am your host, Vincent Chemateng. Please listen. From tomorrow, it is declared Missions Week. If you are here and you are coming, do not come alone. Invite somebody. On Tuesday, don't come alone. Invite somebody. On Thursday, don't come alone. Invite somebody. And those of you who listen, we are taking the media for God. Do videos, share testimonies, say something about prayer life, and let's share together. It's our missions week. It means we are reaching out. We are going to make noise on other platforms. We are going to reach out. Do videos, Nanesi. Starting next week, tomorrow. Start doing videos. Start doing videos. Reach out. Share testimonies. Say something about prayer life. Say something about our meetings. Share a testimony. It's our missions week. We are reaching out into the world. Remember, we are meeting on Tuesday for our prophetic service with my son, Apostle Paul. And we are meeting on Thursday for fire service. And I'm in charge on Thursday. Remember that our upcoming program, preach. Somebody shout, preach. Somebody shout, preach. I know the woman of God is getting ready. I know the woman of God is getting ready. And I am ready. I am ready. God bless you so much. My name is Vincent Chemateng. See you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.